Hello, Ashley.
Hello, Taryn Renee. I was trying to do the Ash-O-Lay.
I was like, Taryn, did you forget my name?
It did not work.
Are we at a level where we could ever get away with forgetting each other's name?
Taryn.
Sam Renee.
Done that.
Taryn. Anyways, I have would you rathers us today. So I figured we could start with that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to rattle off a few. And if you're listening, you can, you know, answer to yourself. Who doesn't benefit from a good talking to yourself moment in the car? We all do.
We have definitely.
I'm assuming you're in the car listening right now by yourself. So, okay. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night?
I'd rather never be able to go out at night.
Yeah, you're a much more like day person.
If I but don't I, get sunshine, I will be angry.
Yeah, you'll be depressed. Yeah. I feel like most people would vote for that.
Even if they voted opposite, the lack of sunshine in your life would inevitably.
You would quickly change.
Yeah.
You would quickly change. Okay. Would you rather buy 10 things that you don't need every time you go shopping? Or always forget one thing that you need when you go to the store.
Always forget one thing that I need when I go to the store.
Excess stresses you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excess leads to hoarding, which drives me crazy.
Oh.
Clutter. A bunch of things in the house.
I voted the opposite, but now I feel very judged.
No.
I'm just kidding.
For me. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. You ain't gotta wait for that check no more, Ash.
Thank God. If you guys don't know, Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in unsolicited advice under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help our show. Unsolicited advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust Member FDIC.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you guys a fan of the show? If you are, we have a VIP subscription that you can sign up to get much more of your girls here.
Become a premium subscriber and get access to exclusive episodes, ad-free listening, discounts on merch, and so much more. Plus, it's only $5 a month, which is way cheaper than your everyday latte.
To sign up, just go ahead and go to the show notes and you can click the link.
Also, if you have any stories that you would like us to read on our podcast, this is your moment to shine. Send your emails at, what's the email called, Taryn?
AdviceUnsolicitedPod@gmail.com. It can be funny. It can be sad. It can be deep. It can be light. It can be your story. It can be a friend's. It can be short. It can be long. All shapes and sizes are welcome. So send it in today. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Personal chef.
Dude, I know,
which
right?
is crazy because I love to cook. So it would be like kind of giving up something, in my opinion. But I'd rather hold on to the way I love to clean. And I like cleaning done a certain way. So I'd rather do that myself and let someone else make me fantastic meals every single
day. Oh, absolutely. Also, both of us are not, like, I'm not a messy, I'm not a dirty person. Like, I can have my room be messy, but, like, I keep things, like, pretty clean. So it's not to the point where I'm like, oh, I could use someone, like, weekly cleaning up after me. So I feel like a chef, like, that would just elevate my life so much.
Oh, 100%.
I would be such a healthy person.
And even though I love eating and cooking, like, I always have, everyone does, those meals where you're just like, sure, I'm just going to eat some, like, pre-cooked chicken with some ketchup.
Yeah.
You know, I would never have one of those because I'd have a personal chef and that'd be amazing.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather be 11 feet tall or 9 inches tall?
11 feet tall.
I kind of think 9 inches.
I don't want to fit in your pocket.
I do.
I want to stomp on you.
I do.
I want to be hired for every sport. I feel like this would fix all of the, like, I never got chosen things in high school because I'd be, like, the first one.
Yeah.
For everything.
That's,
you know?
True. Yeah,
everyone
you could
wants
just
you
stand...
on your team. Someone messes with my friend. Even my non-confrontational self, I just flick them.
Yeah.
You know? I just get out of the way.
Yeah.
It would give me a lot of power that I don't currently have.
I feel like the level of mischievous I could attain by being 9 inches tall.
Oh, 9 inches?
Would be amazing.
You're a little troll.
Yeah. You know, you're spying on everyone.
No one sees you, but you're getting done.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you're getting back and you're getting even.
Absolutely. Okay. Would you rather lounge by a pool or the beach?
Beach.
Beach. Same. Would you rather communicate in only emoji or never be able to text again?
I guess emoji.
That would suck.
It would suck. But I feel like you could get
You'd
it done.
You'd get creative.
Yeah.
Like,
especially
food,
nowadays.
Question mark?
With all the emoji options.
Yeah. No, they have so many. Ew. Okay. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Same socks for a month.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not even a comparable question. Dirty underwear sounds awful.
Ugh. Yeah. And like,
your feet would smell. Like, that would be unfortunate, but that's better than wearing dirty underwear.
Yeah. Because you stick some shoes on, it can, like.
Also, you can't get infections with dirty socks. I feel like you could get infections with dirty underwear.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. Answer, yeah, no, socks.
That one's gross. Okay. I'm ready to move on. Thank you for playing Would You Rather with Taryn and I. Welcome back to the podcast,
everybody.
Welcome back
to the podcast, guys. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn, and we are the podcast where you guys write in your life situations from juicy to sappy, and we talk about it.
And respond.
And fix all of your problems.
Obviously.
So if you're new, welcome.
Hi.
If you've been here forever, what's up?
Hey.
What to do?
Also, if you guys do not already know, we have a premium subscription service where you can get bonus content of Taryn and I. So if you love what you're listening to right now and you want more of it, guess what? We've got it for you.
We've got it for you.
For $5.
Yep.
But it's worth it. You get bonus content. You get AMAs, solo episodes. You get scary stories. And we do shorties where all the emails that you guys send in that are a little too short to read on the actual podcast are being read there. So if you haven't heard your story on the podcast, there's a huge chance it's being read on our supercast service.
Yeah.
So check us out there. We are having an absolute hoot and a half.
hoot and a half.
And it's been a good time. So check us out there. And then again, if you have a story that you would like read on this podcast, you have to email it in. What's the email, Taryn?
That was, you just reminded me of like a teacher or something that was like, oh, you want to do this? Well, you have to actually do it.
Well, guess what? You have work to do. You have homework to do.
Our email is, sorry, I just hit the table like 1,000 times. Our email is adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
Gmail.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like what's new, like in your life or mine. I'm like, what's an update I can give?
Well, for me and my boyfriend are talking about moving in together.
Yeah, you are.
In this upcoming few months, we were thinking summer-esque.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I've talked about possibly on Supercast, but I don't know that I've actually talked about it here.
I don't know, actually. So. I get confused sometimes, like what we talked about each.
Between my channel, my YouTube channel, my podcast, and then the Supercast.
That's true.
I'm constantly like, have I said this before? So yeah, that's something fun and exciting that is happening. And we officially like looked at a few houses this past weekend, which was really fun.
Yeah, you did.
I've also never lived with a partner before. So this is a big moment for me. This is this is new territory. And it's very exciting. And if you guys have, actually, that would be fun. If you guys have any stories about that, experiences, you should write that in.
Ash loves.
I would love the advice.
Ash just like wants everyone to like be experiencing the same things as her or like to like hear people's perspectives.
Oh, it's the best.
I feel like all the time you'll be like, oh, I'm doing this and this. Actually, like you always do that. Oh, actually,
100%. Also, I feel like that's how I find content that I like is if I'm also experiencing like or going through like similar stuff. So I feel like I would love to be listening to this kind of stuff.
You do that. Like you seek out content that like feeds into like where you're at.
That's how I discover podcasts.
Yeah. I'm a random scroller. You're more like intentional.
Oh, I'll even like type it in what I'm looking for.
That's nice. Must be nice.
So anyways, that's really fun. And it felt very adult like of me. I've been scrolling and like looking around at different houses. We're wanting like a small home. I would love a not apartment. Yeah. And I don't mind a townhouse. I actually loved where I lived previously, but I would kill for just a small little yard.
Yeah.
Where I can like let my dog out and not have to leash her up and walk her, you know?
A yard is something that you take for granted.
Yes.
Until you get into like me, I have to go like down an elevator downstairs to like go out and walk Charlie.
Yeah.
And luckily I still live in an area like the area around my apartment is like really nice and safe for me to walk, but it's brutal. Like I think about the people that live in downtown LA and don't have like pet pads that they can like go walk their dog on in the apartment. It's brutal.
Oh, it's a full-time job. And I can't complain because I only have like, or at least at my townhouse, I just walked down a few steps and like I was there. But especially when I'm watching both of mine and Alicia's dogs, walking them together is so
it's
chaotic.
Hard, yeah.
So I would just really love a small yard. So we're looking for a little home
out
here. And that'll be fun and exciting. And if and when that happens, get excited for moving content.
Yeah.
If you're a YouTube person.
That'll be really interesting to see. I find it fascinating what couple, like when couples move in together, like
when they merge,
who takes control of what, or like what fights emerge and like what is it about, you know, like even so my brother recently got married and it was so cute. I saw them yesterday and Ryan was like, dude, being married is so fun. He was like talking about it. It was just really cute. But one of the things he said is he was like, I don't care about much, but I had to finally tell her, you can't buy this toilet paper ever again. Like, I hate this toilet paper. Like, that was like his one thing that he was like, we have to get like this type
of toilet
paper.
Listen, we have a standard.
Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see because Jackson actually has like really cool style and is not the type of guy. Whereas like Ryan, my brother, I could see Julia just being like, I'm doing all the decorating
She's taking over.
He'd be like, okay, I don't care. Whereas Jackson, I see him like wanting to be involved in that and having like being vocal about his like preferences and stuff.
100%.
So it's going to be interesting to see like what are areas you guys like naturally like take a role in, or things that you like clash and are like, oh, I want this, I want this.
No, fully. And that's something I've been thinking about a lot, is like how our styles will like merge and what that'll look like, because mine is such a, like, honestly, it sounds so cheesy, but it really is like a clean girl aesthetic is my life. And it's very like muted tones and very neutral. And that's just how my whole life has always been. And him is, he's very similar, but he loves pops of color. He also loves to paint, and his paintings are like bright yellow, bright red, like bright blue. So I'm trying to picture, ideally, like if we rent this place, I would want his paintings hanging everywhere.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be hopefully a blend of like all my neutrals
and then pops.
Like tons of pops of color here and there. And that's just going to be like so fun to like figure out. And then, like, in a fun way. I'm sure, like, obviously, I feel like we'll be entering into a new chapter where, like, there will be more fights. There will be more of, like, I need space, or, like, I need a break from you.
You're bothering me.
Or me being like, okay, I'm going to Alicia's. I need a second, you know? But I'm, like, excited for those those little fights and stuff like that. So
that's realistic anyways. Yeah. Like, that's, I always get worried when couples, like, don't ever fight, because I'm like, you have to, like, that's when you learn the most about someone, is like how they deal with conflict, like how they communicate when they're annoyed, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I think those are all healthy things. So
this is so interesting and kind of off topic, but I'm going to say it anyways. I saw this TikTok the other day that kind of like changed my, like kind of blew my mind for a second, because she was talking about this couple who had been dating for like, 2 years or something like that, almost 3 years, and like they're moving in together and they think they're the one. And then someone had commented and being like, how do you not know if they're the one within 2 years? And then the girl responded and was like, I believe that you can know that someone's the one day one, and I believe that you can know someone's the one after 2 years, or, you know, think someone's the one after 2 years, but that doesn't mean that you should like marry them.
Yeah. Like, there's so much more that comes with life in general. So even, I mean, I've had friends that have married their, who they thought were the one, and then something happens, like a tragedy in their life, or he loses his job, or something that obviously they hadn't experienced before, and it brings this side out of him that they're like, this is not a person I want to be
with. That's literally like, what the post was. So she had responded saying, like, doesn't mean that you should actually marry them. She was like, what you should wait for, however long it takes, is to go through something with them and like overcome something with them. She was like, that's when you know, because of how both of you react and respond to those situations. And I was like, damn, that's really well worded, even though I didn't word it right.
it's so factual. Like, I think you can know, I mean, we've said this before, but like psychologically they say it takes a full year to say that you could, like, you know a person, because you experience them in every season, like everything that comes through that year. But I think there's lots of things that, like, there's people that are manipulative. There are people that are good at hiding. And it sometimes takes a while before cracks start to show a real person. And that is one of my biggest fears, is like marrying someone. And then like 5 years later, I'm like, who is this person? Like, I don't know who this person is. But no, it's a valid thing. Today's episode is brought to you by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. You ain't gotta wait for that check no more, Ash.
Thank God. If you guys don't know, Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. All you have to do is download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Life can be a little all over the place, and sometimes you just need your money now, because you never know when you're going to need like a last minute gift for a loved one, an unexpected trip to the vet, which happens to Taryn and I all the time, or even upcoming rent. So make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind.
Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in unsolicited advice under podcasts when you sign up. It'll really help our show. Unsolicited advice under under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust Member FDIC.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
That's crazy, but congrats. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited. New chapters.
I can't wait to come over and just like bother him.
Oh my gosh,
I'm very excited about that.
I'm also excited for him to like, he's a big car person and he loves working on his car and doing things with his car. And he currently lives in a apartment building where he has like a shared garage and he doesn't have his own garage. And I'm very excited for him to like be in his garage.
Oh,
working.
Also hot.
And I'll be like in the house doing like my own thing. And you come over and you're like, where's Jackson? I'm like, he's in the garage.
No, but like also hot for you. Like you're just like doing your thing and you go check on him and he has like music blaring and he's like shirtless,
a little sweaty.
Like he rolls out from under the car and you're like,
you're yes, like, please, Daddy. Hi.
every movie ever. Yeah. Yeah, love that for you.
Thank you. How are you, Taryn?
I can't wait for him to come home from work and be so tired, and he walks into the room and like I'm just laying
and
on
you're
his
just
side.
Like, hey,
I'm like, hey,
and we're just like having a girly moment, watching a movie or something.
And he looks at you like, Ash, what have we talked about?
And I'll be like,
I needed 2 business day warning before this person comes over. Yeah.
Before anyone,
yeah.
How have you been, Taryn?
I'm good. I feel like this last week I've had so many doctor appointments. Yeah. I feel like every time you call me, I'm like, oh, I'm at a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
But I think it just happened, like it all kind of collided to where like I had like my gyno, my eye appointment, my thyroid, like all this stuff, like all at the same time. And I have a lot of anxiety around health stuff. Well, I have always. So that was one of the reasons like that. The thing I went through like a year and a half ago was like rough because mm-hmm. I just already had a lot of anxiety built up about it. But it's kind of nice because I feel like after I went through all of that, now it's just kind of like routine. Like I think because I have to go to the doctor every 3 months anyways and mm-hmm. like get blood drawn and do this. And like now it's to the point where like I walk in and I like know all the nurses and it's more something where I feel instead of something I dread, it's almost like an act of self-love where I'm like, I'm taking care of myself. Like I'm being proactive to make sure like everything's like running smoothly and like whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of appointments, which was like a little stressful, but I can report that all my levels are good. And I got the call today that my cancer level that they've been tracking is stable. So
amazing.
Everything is seeming to be still on the up and up. So that's been really exciting. And yeah, like, I don't know. I've just been very thankful for like feeling just back to normal.
Yeah.
That's been really exciting. And, other than that, there's not really like anything new.
That's great.
which is like boring. I want there to be something new and juicy. It's not boring. But now I'm at a point in my life where like I'm wanting drama. I want something. Even if it's like bad, I want some spice in my life. So I'm hoping Taryn picks a fight
somewhere.
Me coming next week just crying because like some terrible date or something. Yeah, no, I'm ready to get myself out there and like just experience life. Like I've been having this like itch where I'm like, I wanna meet new friends. I wanna like go to new places. I wanna travel. Like, so I'm feeling very like antsy in a great way.
Awesome.
Not because I'm like not happy with my life, but because I just want to experience life because I'm feeling like amazing now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. So hopefully there's lots of juicy stories to come from yours truly.
Hell yeah. I'm going to hold you accountable to that.
You're getting all married off and going to be like, oh, we got a new dryer today. And yeah. I'm going to be like, I almost died. It's going to be a great chapter.
It's going to be a very exciting time.
Yes,
for us.
We love it. We love it.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into our Tearing It Up segment. This is my funny favorite segment.
Segment
where you guys send in funny stories. And this one is titled, actually, I'm not going to say it.
Last minute decision, buzzer beater.
Okay. It fully gives it away. So can't say it. So let's just go ahead and roll right into it. Hi. I want to stay anonymous because the story is literally too embarrassing. Ha ha ha. But I think you guys will love it. I am the girl who wrote in a Tearing It Up last year about accidentally calling the state governor and fumbling my words and saying, oh, and then hanging up. Do you remember that story?
I don't know.
I totally do. But it's because I read it because it was the Tearing It Up.
Actually, no. Now that I'm like sitting with it, I feel like I do remember it. How did she accidentally call him though?
She didn't accidentally. She like called and I think she had been expecting a voice message.
Oh, and then he answers and she.
And
yeah,
then they
yeah, yeah.
answer and then she panics and she says, oh, shit. And then she just like hangs up the phone on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Have you ever, that reminds me of like, I've done this a few times where I accidentally called 911. Because, you know, your phone has, like, the slide, whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I'll hear talking and it's like, this is emergency, how can I? And I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to. So I just hang up, which you can't do because then they immediately call you back. And then I'm like, sorry. Because I grew up with that fear of where your parents tell you, like, no, that's, like, you could go to jail if you just, like, prank call 911.
Yeah.
So I'm always, like, so scared.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, I've never accidentally called 911. But I used to have a severe like fear of telephones as a kid. And I understand that whole, like, I'm just going to hang up.
Yeah.
Like, cause I used to do that all the time too. I would have to call someone or answer the phone for my mom. And I would just be like,
so
anxious about it. It was so weird. I obviously got over it, but I feel like a lot of kids experience that.
Yeah.
But maybe not kids today. Cause they have cell phones, but like,
yeah,
for me, it was a big deal.
You never get to experience like landlines. Yeah. Landlines were like such a vibe.
I also feel like with the emergence of cell phones, we lost like our telephone voices with like actual like home phones. I felt like my personality changed when I answered a phone. And I feel like do sometimes, but not as much. And I feel like it's because cell phones is just like, you're so used to it. But I used to literally talk like this and then answer the phone and be like, hello. Hi.
I still have it. Well, I have a job where I have to do phone calls. So I definitely, professional Taryn phone voice is different than, and when I'm talking to like, if I have to call my pharmacy or something, like I tend to like get a voice. But also I feel like we've lost like any, what's that word? Anonymity. Yeah. We've lost, like, you used to be able to like call, like there wasn't call waiting. This makes us sound like actual freaking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dear God.
Yeah.
But like, or, you know, you do like the, what was it? Star 69, and you would come as like unknown, which I don't even know if you can still do that.
Star 69 was the immediate call back, the number.
Yeah.
What was
Star? I don't remember. It was something.
Is it Star 67?
Possibly. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, it was like prank calls were so much more fun because like you didn't have like caller ID. Like when caller ID came, we were like, oh my God, they knew we called.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Toilet papering, like y'all will never get to experience a true childhood.
True. So sad.
I know.
All right. Well, let's get back into the story.
What were we talking about?
Okay. So This is from the person who wrote in that tearing it up, who called and said a to their...
Got it. Senator.
Governor. Okay. Oh. She writes, this story happened in 2020. I was a sophomore in high school and I was at a high school party. This party was at my friend's house who went to a different school, but it was only about 15 minutes away from my school. So there were some people from her school there that I didn't know, but some I did know as well. Time for a little background information. I live in a town of 1,400 people. It's the type of quote, everyone knows everyone kind of place.
Yeah.
And many families have been there for generations.
Sheesh.
My dad grew up in the town that my friend lives in, where my party was. And my grandpa had 8 siblings.
Wow. That's, dude.
It's a lot of kids.
It is so gnarly to me. Like that, like I have friends whose like parents, I feel like no one, like our generation, I never hear of people that are like, I have 11 siblings. Like, yeah, never.
It's like 3 max.
Yeah.
Right?
But our, like, I feel like our parents, like that generation, and especially the one right above it, still have, like, I'll hear, oh, yeah, like my dad had 11 siblings. It's like craziness. Yeah. Can you imagine that now?
Yeah.
Like, I just, what on earth?
It's hard for me to not think of that many kids and think of the amount of money that you have to support
which
that many kids.
Which is probably why.
You know, it's like, that's so many mouths, so much schooling, so much clothes, and that's expensive. Like, that's really expensive.
That makes sense. And then also, people are getting married so much older because mm-hmm. people are, like, actually, like, the worst. Like, you either find someone young or you're like, everyone's just like running around trying to experience life and they get married older, so your childbearing years are cut shorter.
Yeah. I mean,
I
if
don't
you think
know.
About
there
it
has
now,
to be a lot of things.
I'm 34 and like, yes, you can have kids later, but like realistically, I'm like, oh, we should probably start going, you
yeah.
know, because like it's, we're running out of time.
Ugh,
so I feel like
I
that has a lot to do with it too.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I feel like we keep getting on tangents. So yeah, she writes, my grandpa had 8 siblings who all raised their families in the same area. So I have many extended cousins I have never met, even though we grew up in the same 15-ish mile radius. I was at the party and had probably had 1 drink, but definitely convinced myself I was drunk, as one does in high school. A guy catches my eye who I had never seen before. Without hesitation, I immediately went up to my friend and asked, who is that? And she responds simply, Matt. Without further questioning, I go up to him and we begin chatting and exchange first names only. We didn't touch or anything, but definitely flirted. We stopped talking and went back to our own friends. Hours passed and some people had left. One of his friends came up to me and said something along the lines of, he likes you and he thinks you're cute. I don't remember the exact words, but I told his friend I was feeling the same way and then went up to my friend and asked more questions. I asked how old he is and if he is a good guy, etc. Her eyes light up and I kid you not, she says, wait, you guys have the same last name. Maybe you're related.
Shut up.
Horrified. I immediately walked up to him and said, what's your last name? And no surprise, he responds with the same last name as me. At this point, I'm thinking maybe we are really distant because I have literally never seen or heard him before in my life. I ask him, who is your grandpa? And he responds with my grandpa's brother's name.
That's so rough. That's so rough.
In high school, too. Like, it's just,
dude.
Like, it's unfortunate, but especially in high school when everything's just heightened. Like, your emotions are heightened.
You
you're
already
mortified.
You already had planned your wedding from that, like, 2 hours of just, like, flirting and
that
looking at each
meet
other.
Cute. Yeah. That was your meet cute. You were at the party. You didn't know. That you were at a small town. You saw a guy you actually didn't know. And you're in a small town. Like,
yeah.
It's very movie. So he responds with her grandpa's brother's name. She writes, my jaw hit the floor and we both began laughing, but we're also so embarrassed. The next morning, I went home and told my mom I met one of our relatives and left out the flirting part. Ha ha ha. The story has gone around and around, of course, and I have been made fun of for years about this. We get together with that side of the family only about once every 5 years or so, and it's such a big reunion. We have to rent out a building space. So obviously, I don't actually know everyone there. So yes, to answer your burning question, I have seen my cousin, who I thought was attractive and flirted with, at a family reunion since then. That's so funny.
But thank God, like, it could have been so much worse.
It
could have
been so much worse.
It could have been Jess and Robbie on,
like,
New Girl.
You could have actually been drunk enough to have, like, been more ballsy to, like, actually, yeah, like, make out with him right away or something, yeah, like that. And, like, thank God that didn't happen, you know?
I'm dead. But hilarious. Also so sad because you thought you finally had, like, your moment.
But, like, imagine growing up in a small town where everybody knows everyone and everything. And then you go to a high school party and there's a guy you've never seen before. Like,
yeah,
you know, all the girls there were like, who that? Who that? Like, who's he? Who's he? And the fact that he actually liked you back is just, ugh.
And you're mental drunk, like, where, yeah, you've had one drink that was probably, like, non-alcoholic, yeah, but you're like, oh my God, I'm so tipsy.
I remember my first beer and I was like,
I'm drunk.
I remember being so intuitive of, like, I can feel it in my body. So, like, I can feel it, like, working. It's happening. I'm drunk, you know, like, and it was just, like, so dumb.
Oh my God.
Because it was probably, like, I think it was like a Bud Light or something like that, yeah, which, like, you need at least 8 of those to feel anything. So no, it was just so stupid.
It's so good. And I used to love messing with those, like, the type of girls that were like, I'm so drunk. And we would, like, give them a drink that was like juice or something. Yeah. And they'd be like, oh my God. Like,
guys.
And I just loved being at the end being like, there's no alcohol in that. And, yeah, like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. This is just how I act.
I know.
Like, no.
I was just kidding. Yeah. Oh my God. So good.
If you guys have funny, embarrassing stories where you have acts, I don't want to.
No.
I like this one, though. I don't want anything bad happening, but I like this one. So if you guys have any funny stories, similar, send them in.
I feel like we're reaching out to an audience that's probably like, I'd rather not share this. We're getting borderline illegal.
No, I don't want it happening. I just want to know.
Which, just if you have good stories, it's fine. Ash, yeah, we're gonna roll past. Yeah,
it's a real sticky situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to roll past that.
It's
one.
Meeting someone or finding out there's a crazy story, like a small world thing where you, like, meet a guy and you're like flirting and then you're like, wait, what did you say your name was? And you realize it was like your best friend's ex that you had, like, never met. Like, you know, it's
small world stories,
small world moments. We'll say that.
Send those stories in, please. Thank you.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All righty, let's jump into our first story. This one is titled, Can I Ever Leave My House Again?
Probably not. Probably shouldn't.
Honestly, we all shouldn't. Okay. Hey, Ash and Taryn, or Taryn and Ash, can't choose.
Ash and Taryn always.
I hope you two are having a wonderful day. I have been listening to you two for years, and it's crazy to think that I used to listen to you during my sophomore year, COVID.
Sophomore year high school?
Yep. She said COVID walk around my neighborhood and to now being a freshman in college, listening to you while walking to my classes.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
So what you're saying is we're raising you.
You are a little child.
We have you, a little baby.
We are a little family.
My name is Sri, and you can use my name.
Say it again.
I think it's Sri. It's S-R-E-E.
That's beautiful.
I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. I'm so sorry if I'm butchering it.
Sri.
Sri. I don't know. But oh, wow. As someone who gets her name butchered all the time, I'm sure you understand. People are always like, I'm so sorry I said that wrong. And I'm like, I'll literally respond to anything at this point. Anything. I'm an Enneagram 2. So me. And have been in a relationship for over 2.5 years. And we are currently long distance due to college, as he got into a very prestigious university in aerospace. And I got into a straight 8-year medical program where I got accepted into med school and undergrad at the same time without having to take the MCAT admission
test.
Wow. I'll never know that level. Congratulations.
Literally could never in my life.
Congratulations.
Love that for both of you.
Yeah. These were great opportunities, and we didn't want to put our relationship before our careers. And if it works, it works, you know?
100%, yeah.
It's very, very smart. So my dilemma is this. I joined a co-ed dance team at the beginning of first semester. One of the first people I befriended was this guy. He was my birthday twin, and we celebrated our birthdays together as it was the same day as a show we had for dance, and we grew very close. I felt so safe around him, not in an attraction way, but the person I'd look towards to make jokes was him, and the person I always felt a very endearing sibling-like relationship was towards him. I deeply and genuinely cared about him so much. Even when we had pool parties and I would drink, I felt safe around him. Even when some of the guys on the team would say out-of-pocket weird things, I would look at him because he was the only person I never felt unsafe around and never had any weird vibes around. Fast forward to a few weeks ago. It came out that he had been posting pictures of girls on adult websites without their consent or knowledge.
Oh, I was not expecting that.
That is a level that not many people would experience or expect.
No, yeah. I did not see that one coming.
Yeah. Even if I wasn't a victim, this shattered my world. This was the last person in my life I expected this from. I've dealt with assault in the past, but it was never from someone I knew, which made it easier to process than this in a way. Mm-hmm. Aside from my boyfriend, I don't trust guys easily because of things I've dealt with in the past. After this incident, I have been dealing with extreme anxiety with being alone,
right,
being on social media, talking to literally any guy, ones that I know and ones that I don't. It feels as though nothing I do can help me protect myself. My question to you is how I can learn to trust men and befriend men again after this. Oof. Thank you so much for reading this. Sorry if it's long. It's not. And even if you don't read it on the pod, it helped a lot being able to write this. You guys are absolutely amazing human beings, and you deserve so much in life. Thank you so much for all that you do. Love, Sri. P.S. I attached a picture of me and my boyfriend.
Thank God.
I know. He's a cutie, and she's a cutie.
Oh, my goodness.
Your guys' height difference gorgeous. Is...
perfect.
Pristine.
Perfection. Congratulations.
That's what I aim for. This is tea, man. Like, that's crazy to me.
What's hard with this is it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not like a cookie. There's no cookie cutter answer for you because it depends on what you've experienced in the past and your relationships with men in the past will dramatically affect how you can move past this and like feel safe with them moving forward. So there's like no like blanket answer.
Well, also these are the situations that I think are so hard to recover because rightfully so, no one prepares you for them.
No,
like,
of course.
We all have like, oh, I know like if this happens, I can handle in this way, or I've seen someone go through this. But then you get hit with these things where you're like, I never envisioned this in my future. I didn't even know this was a possibility. So to recover from something, there's no like, there's not like a book about it. Like you're just kind of like, you just feel super violated and hurt. And so it is a big process. I will say, I think this is common, and especially in, I would say like it's the same process as where someone gets cheated on or finds out that their husband had this whole secret life. And then recovering from that is really hard because you lose trust not only in people, but in yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how did I not see this? Or how did I fully gave my trust to this person? Like I thought they were a solid human and they're this amazing guy, but really they had this. So how am I supposed to trust my own judgment about people?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's where it almost gets even harder when it's somebody that you genuinely trusted, you named as a safe person, a safe space. And then when they betray you in that way, it's not just them, but it's also like, wow, I didn't see that. Like, yeah. I didn't see that coming. So how am I supposed to trust my own judgment?
Right.
It's hard.
Well, especially we all look for red flags. We all look for certain behaviors that we know to be sus. But when stuff like that happens, when there were no red flags and there was no sus behavior, it's just like, oh, like, how do I protect myself from stuff like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how do I, you know, meet up with a guy for a first date ever without wondering if he's like super sus? And there is no, like, again, there's no like blanket answer for this other than to like start small and work your way out of that. And I think the only thing that would help me in this situation, I'm trying to like, if I were in your shoes, when it came to hanging out with guys, I feel like the safest possible thing you could do is groups. So it's like, you're never like a one-on-one hang. And again, I don't want to like make every guy feel awful around you, but like, just be like, let's do a group hang. Or if you want to go to coffee, let's get the whole dance group to like come with us, or a few people from the dance group. Or if you want to like practice our dances together, like make sure it's with other dance partners. Or like if you want to study or practice or like work on your school project together in a group setting is almost always like the safest bet, because they're going to be on their best behavior because there's people watching.
Yeah.
And that would just be my number one first thing to recommend. So you're never in a one-on-one sticky situation.
Yeah. Well, and also I think it's worth bringing up, and I don't want to diminish the way that you're feeling or your situation, but this is not a normal situation.
Not at all.
So you have every right to be like flabber freaking gassed and to be like, what the frick just happened? But moving forward, like, this should not, I would really work hard that this is not now your new fear, that you're worried that every guy is taking pictures and put, like, this is not normal behavior.
No.
Like, this is, and the fact that this guy was doing this shows a deep something wrong with him, which is why he probably is so good at manipulating people, like, yeah, the fact that he's doing this. So I would be careful with, I get why this would stunt you moving forward, but I also think you could also look at this as like, thank God that I know this now, I can move forward. Also, like, the fact that, like, he, in a weird way, like, he respected you and didn't do that. He could have easily done that of you.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I think you move forward being like, wow, I'm so glad that, like, I now know that about him and I can make this choice to move forward. I know that I can be careful and look for signs of anything else. But I think too, like, I think about when I move forward in my life and I have areas of damage because of people, I would hope that if, say, roles were reversed, right? Like, I start dating a guy who has, like, very, very hard past with different people. I would hope moving into a relationship with them that they wouldn't keep me accountable for everything that people did in their past. Even though you understand it, like, you understand people come with baggage and damage, I would hope that someone would give me a fresh start and let me show them that I'm an amazing person.
Yeah.
Before, like, just judging me and putting me in a category. So I try to think about it in, like, a roles reverse way of, like, when I meet a guy, being very aware of, like, I don't want to put all assumptions that they're going to do the same exact thing that every guy has done. Mm-hmm. I think that you trust people until they give you reason not to. And, you know, I've survived this in my past. Like, bring on. I'm going to be stronger than anything that someone throws at me. But I also am going to go into it cautiously. So I feel like I understand your past and why you're hesitant to move forward, but I also think that this disgusting person does not, that your story is not going to end with him taking all of your power and stunting you moving forward. Like, we're not giving him that. So I think you need to take your time to mourn the loss, to mourn, like, wow, I trusted this person and he was like a beast in disguise. And start to rebuild. But I think where our damage gets on top of us is when we, like, let it follow us and cloud everything we see moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I think those can be two separate things. Our damage can be something that we build walls that we should have, or we're aware of things that we know could be a possibility, but it shouldn't be something that is a lens we see everyone as.
Yeah, it should protect you, but it shouldn't inhibit your life and inhibit you living life.
Yeah. And it's like that thing, we've talked about it before, but, you know, they're like, a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm so scarred from this and it's affected this and this. But, like, scars don't hurt. Open wounds hurt. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you have a scar on your arm and you pour rubbing alcohol on it, you're not gonna feel anything. If you feel a sting, that means it's still open. And so I think this is obviously a very open wound for you. So this is where, until you get to a point where it's not stunting how you move forward in life and it's not hurting you, then that means there's lots of healing work that still needs to happen. So you mentioned that there is, in your past, you do have assault and you have other reasons why you have a hard time trusting people. So to me, therapy is what I would recommend over anything, that you're really working through past trauma and you're working through how that still has an effect on you, because I think life is such a beautiful thing. It's also a hard thing, but when we're able to, like, break off and, like, to heal to an extent as much as we can, to where we can move forward without those things still having power over us, it's a beautiful thing. And so I think when I'm reading this and the words you're saying, this is not a scar yet. This is a very much an open wound. And so I think I would dedicate a lot of time and effort to healing those things in those areas so that you can move forward.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Ugh. I'm so sorry. That's freaking nuts.
Mm-hmm. It's really unfortunate when stuff like that happens and just, like, throws you off track. Really just throws you off track. But I will say, like, it's okay to take your time healing from this one. Yeah. It's okay to go a while without trusting people. I wouldn't expect to heal anytime super fast. Yeah. And I wouldn't expect you to fully trust ever again. Like, something like that happens, you shouldn't trust 100% people ever again. Like, you can go through life with a little bit of, like, oh, I have seen some things. So that just means you make them run through a few more hoops before you fully trust them. And that's okay if that's, like, how you need to start gauging people that come into your life, you know? And I think it's okay to be affected like that.
Well, yeah,
smarter, makes you stronger, makes you
look,
double look before yourself to
everyone away. Everyone should definitely, like, be cautious in life. But I do think, too, I have a hard time when, like, I'll have a friend that has trust issues and she gets in this relationship and the next person makes her feel like such an inconvenience because she has trust issues. Mm-hmm. And I think the right person, like, if I get to know Ashley, and this could be friendship or romantic, if she shares with me that she has a past and she has these things that are triggers for her, if I truly love you and if I'm emotionally mature enough to understand that you have triggers that have nothing to do with me, but you are still hurting because of it, if I have to take an extra second to, like, reassure you or to actually, like, grow a pair and not be like offended if you like question me a couple more times than like I would love, mm-hmm. and like take the time to be like, hey, you know that like I love you, and like what do I need to do right now to make you feel reassured, because I can tell you're like struggling. I'm sorry, but like that to me is like a real man. Like a real man is not someone who's going to be like, why are you asking me two times? Like, I don't care about your past. Like, I didn't do anything. I don't deserve this. Like, someone who deserves to be in your life is willing to like work with you in areas that you're struggling. So I feel like it's okay if you're not at a place where you like fully trust and you do need to lean on someone every once in a while, and the right people will stick around for those reasons.
Totally.
You know, it's not an excuse to just like always run. Like, you still should be doing your own work and trying to heal, but also it's okay if we need to like lean on each other.
100%.
Yeah. Woof, man. Well, thank you so much, Sri, for writing in. I think this is a very interesting topic, and it's going to resonate with the right people. And yeah, update us, girl. But you got this. New chapter.
New chapter. I'm very excited for you.
I am too.
Also, I just love your name.
I know. I hope really I do. Said it right.
Well, let's go ahead and get into my story today. This one is titled, My Best Friend Cheated on Her Boyfriend and I Don't Know What to Do About It.
My best friend cheated. Oh, I've been there. Mm. Have you been there?
Best friend? No.
You've never had a friend that's cheated on someone and you've been like, what are you doing?
Nope.
Really?
Got some good friends.
I take offense to that. Yeah, my friends are good too. They
made
some mistakes.
All right, well, let's dive in. Hey, ladies, please keep me anonymous, but y'all can know my name. It's bleep it, Michaela. Like everyone, I couldn't decide whose name to put first because y'all are the wisest, funniest, and realest people ever. And I appreciate your perspectives so much. Y'all are like my big sisters that I've never had.
You know what?
I love that.
I feel like we should have a talk show.
I feel like we should really like have t-shirts that say like we are the big sisters.
You know, yeah, the internet's big sisters.
Internet's big sisters right here. One and two.
One and two.
My story is long, but I'll try to keep it short. I have a friend and let's call her Sarah. Sarah and I have been friends for decades, she adds in all caps. She's been with me through everything, she adds in all caps. The heartbreaks, victories, my cancer treatment, etc. She's absolutely one of the best people I've ever met and I love her so much. So what's the problem, you ask? Well, she unfortunately has a history of cheating. Her dad cheated on her mom when she was young, so I'd think that knowing how that impacted her, she wouldn't do it. A few years ago, she was dating this guy, let's name him Joey, and they were together for a while. Then she found someone new, and they dated for a few years. Let's call him Todd. Sarah and I were talking, and she somehow got on the topic of cheating. My opinion is that cheaters never change. But she said, cheaters can change. I cheated on Joey with Todd, but I wouldn't do it again. I love Todd. We have a future plan together. I never knew she had cheated on Joey, so I was pretty surprised, but I didn't really think about it because, like she said, cheaters can change, right? Fast forward, and she and Todd break up. March 2023, she said that she met someone at work. Let's call him Steve. When I asked her when this started, she said it started in January of 2022, all caps, while she was still with Todd.
Woof.
To say I was shocked was an understatement. On the outside, Sarah and Todd were a normal, loving couple. Sometimes argued, but normal. But finding out that she was cheating on Todd with Steve really rocked my world. I was honest with her. I told her that she had made mistakes, but they don't have to make her a bad person, and I still love her so very much. And I mean that 100%. I told her I need time to process this information, and I wasn't ready to talk about Steve for a while. She perfectly understood and respected my boundaries. Eventually, I said I was ready to hear more about Steve. I'm still uncomfortable about the foundation of their relationship. She told Steve she cheated on Todd with him. It took a while for Steve to process that information too, but I guess he's fine with it. Even though I'm uncomfortable about the relationship, I still want to be that supportive friend like she always has been with me. I don't want to come off like I'm judging because we've all made dating mistakes and she's never judged me for anything I've done. A few weeks ago, we were talking about weddings and bridal parties. She asked if I'd be able to be in her bridal party one day because she knows how expensive it is and I live on the other side of the country. I said I'd try my best, and she said that she thinks she and Steve are going to be married by the end of 2024. I was in complete shock. It seems so soon, but I guess it's not really, since they've been seeing each other in secret since January 2022. As I've said before, I want to be supportive. Knowing she's cheated not once, but twice does make me look at her differently, especially since she said cheaters can change while she was with Todd. I still don't consider her to be a bad person, but if she said she saw a future with Todd but cheated on him, I'd be scared, since she'd cheat on Steve if they do get married. If they do get married, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable going to the wedding only because of how the relationship started. What would y'all do? Do cheaters really change? She didn't ask if I approved of their relationship, so I don't think it's fair for me to say my opinion. Do you think I should? I'm so lost and confused, and I've been holding this in since she told me last year. I've tried to convince myself that I should be supportive and hold my tongue, but ever since Sarah told me about the possible wedding by the end of the year, it's getting harder for me to hold it in. I'm sorry this was so long and possibly confusing, but I wanted to include every important detail and to emphasize my love and admiration for Sarah. Thank y'all for having the patience to get through this email, and I wish y'all nothing but the best. Love, Anonymous.
Eek.
Woof. It would be difficult to go from like hearing about these things, hearing about the cheating, hearing about these guys, to standing up with her at her wedding in support of a marriage. But it seems like he's aware of it and is fine with it. It's not like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
If he didn't know, that would be really tough, because then you're like, you have no idea what you're getting into. But if you are, if he's aware and he's consenting.
I will say, for you, for a person to say, I do not support the way you've acted or your relationship, and I cannot in good faith stand up next to you at your wedding and like agree with this relation. That is one of, I feel like, the actual boldest things that you can say to someone. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's friendship over. Mm. So I feel like it, I mean, everyone has a right to die on whatever hill they want to die on. But if you are going to make that statement, that is a friendship ender, possibly. So I would make sure that that's actually how you like really feel.
Or you don't actually have to like word it out. Just don't go to the wedding.
Yeah, but if she's a friend to the point of she would ask her to be in her wedding, you can't get away with like.
But
just
she has
not
the
going.
Perfect excuse. She lives on the other side of the country.
Yeah, but you don't want a friendship like that. You want a friendship where people are going to be honest with you if they're feeling like strongly about stuff. So I think you would definitely need to like have a conversation if you feel that strongly to it's like to the point where you wouldn't want to stand up for somebody. But I think also, I don't know, what's hard about your situation is she didn't tell you like during the behavior.
Yeah,
she told you after.
Which meant she was talking to you about like daily fun things while she was doing it.
And that's kind of hard to like put an opinion in when it's something that's already happened, because I've had friends where they've come out and told me that they were, and I've been vocal about my opinion, but at the end of the day, like, I can't control what other people do, and I try my hardest to like not be like a judgmental person, but there have been situations where it got to a point where I was like, hey, I'm not comfortable with this, especially because I had a friend one time use me as an excuse. And I got really upset because I'm like, dude, you live your life the way you want. I don't think what you're doing is right, but do not involve me
don't
in like
drag me in. Yeah.
Being an excuse, because I think he's an amazing person and I don't agree with what you're doing. So I think it's okay to like verbalize that. It's hard because it's in the past and she said she's already told it to her person. And so even though you're in your mind, you're like, I have doubts that this is the end. Like, I think she's going to do it again. It's also like not your job to like tell her what she should do or like.
Well, you're also not a prophet. Like, yeah, she like hasn't gonna do actually, this again.
Yeah.
Like, she hasn't actually done anything to this guy. So if he's aware of how it started, I actually applaud her. I'm like, wow, that's very brave of you to like come out and say, hey, just so you are aware, like I had a boyfriend when we first met and like I'm sure she was apologetic about that. Like, I'm assuming she like did all the things of saying like, I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you, but like, this is how it happened. So I'm actually like really proud of her, your friend Sarah, for being bold and letting him know. That's probably one of the things he loves about her is that like she was like brutally honest with him and isn't holding back and being authentic. Obviously you say that you love and admire Sarah so much. I feel like that just kind of like shows like a glimpse of like, yes, she's messed up, but also she is a good person.
Yeah.
So if she's done that and he's aware, I don't think it needs to be a big, like, I'm not going to stand up for you. I think you could easily go do that. Like,
but also like, it's obviously bothering you. So I think it's worth having a conversation. Like, I'm trying to think of like, we were in this situation and you told me you were getting married and I had kind of bottled up thoughts I had had about like your previous behaviors. I think I would take time to sit and talk with you.
You totally would.
I would. Yeah. And I would just be like, hey, first of all, I'm so happy for you guys. Like, I am so happy for this life and like this relationship. Like, he seems amazing. You seem so in love. And like, I'm so happy for you. And I would love, but there's been some things on my mind and I'd love to have an honest conversation with you. And I would just be like, you know, it did phase me. Like, when you've told me about how you cheated on, I forget the order of their names, but you cheated on so-and-so. And then now that you got together with this guy because you were cheating on someone else, and be like, I just want to talk about that because I know that's in your past. And like, you know, like, I don't know, like, is this something you feel like you should be working through? Or like, how do you know nothing's going to happen in the past? Like, I would love to just hear more from you about like what was going on. And also like, I think it's kind of crazy that you were like cheating on this person, but like I knew nothing about it. And so it kind of caused me to be like, well, what else is she keeping secret? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you can have conversations with people. And I think she's a big girl, so she can either vocalize like, hey, I don't want to talk about this, or she's admitted what she's done. So I'm sure she's like, you know what? Those are fair questions. Like, yeah, let's talk about it. So, but I also think like there's times in friendships where if that was me and Ash, I would be worried that this wasn't going to repeat itself with you. But I also would be like, but I'm going to be here if it does. And if your life falls apart, like, I'm going to be here to try to like help you pick up the pieces and like be there as a friend. So I think you just really have to figure out where you're at in your friendship. And like, if you love her and you're her friend and this is bothering you, say it so you can move forward. But if you feel that strongly, then you might have to make a hard decision. But I would be ready for it to be maybe the end of the friendship.
Yeah. I think she did everything right by telling her future husband the truth. I don't think that should be held over her head, her past mistakes. I personally do think cheaters can change. So that kind of goes along the lines of how I believe. If it is bothering you, I would do what Taryn said. I feel like I would go along the lines of being like, hey, like, I'm really getting to know Steve. He's a great guy. Like, what are we doing to actively make sure that we're not going to do the same thing that we've done in the past with Steve?
Yeah.
You know, like, what do we have?
And I think that's fair as a friend. I think that's so fair to say something like that. And it's not judgy, but it's like, hey, there's been a pattern and I really like him for you. And if you're talking about marriage, like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. And I think what you could offer, being her best friend, I think what you could do is be like, out of my love for you and me wanting to protect Steve, like, do you want me to help? Do you want me to hold you accountable? Like, do you want me involved in any way doing like check-ins, or do you feel safe enough? I would love if you felt safe enough to be able to tell me
when you're starting to feel tempted,
or when there's a guy that enters your life that you're starting to like fantasize about. I would hope that you would come to me so that I can help you like fight this so that we can protect what you and Steve have. Like, I think that's what best friends are for. And I think that that's what you should be able to do with Sarah if that happens again. And obviously when people are doing things that are wrong, they tend to not share them because they know that they're wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily because she's worried that you judge her. I think it's she's aware that it's wrong and she's judging herself and she's like, I'm just not going to let her know.
Yeah.
But like, I think having an honest conversation of being like, hey, you know, best friends, like they tell the dirty stuff too.
Yeah.
You know, we're supposed to walk through the trenches together. If this comes up again with Steve, I hope you can tell me so that I can help. And I feel like if you lay it out there, making it clear that you're not going anywhere, that you're not judging her, but that in actuality, you're here to help her mm-hmm. and make her life the best possible, you know, life and relationship that she could possibly have, then I think she's only going to open up and be more vulnerable with you, which would hopefully help you guys have a better conversation about this. And I think once you have that conversation and let her know that you love her and you're going to like support her in her marriage and stuff like that, then that'll make you feel better going to the wedding.
For sure.
Because you've already had that heart to heart, which yeah. I think is what you need. You need a heart to heart.
I think too, like, I feel like for me, if I was doing stupid things and I knew they were stupid things, but I'm trying to move forward with my life, and I had a friend that was like, kept holding me down to like my, or like bringing up my mistakes or making me feel judged, that would be really hard for me. Like, I'd be like, dude, I'm an adult. I'm making my own decisions. I'll deal with the consequences. But I think it would be hard for me to like feel like I have to answer to someone else who's not in the situation. Mm-hmm. So I just think like, you know, you need to think about like the way like you would want that handled too. And mm-hmm. for me, I have a lot of friends that have done some really stupid things. I've voiced my opinion, but then I've been there to just like love on them. And the only thing that would or has ever made me walk away from a friendship is if it's something to the point where I'm like, I can't sit around and watch you destroy your life. And you're not at a place where you're wanting help. And like this, I can't be around for this. Mm-hmm. So I think like with her situation, it'd be hard for me to like end a friendship because of a potential of what she might do.
Right.
So harsh. I think you need to voice things because it's obviously bothering you. But then I think you move forward and you let her be an adult and live her life. And mm-hmm. if she makes the same mistakes or continues to do things and you just can't be around, then you can make that choice. But I do think it's now festering in your head. So you got to get it out. You got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then I think you just like move forward.
Yeah.
And we want our friends to like give us a second chance or to like love us even if they don't agree with the things we're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, me and Ash have had conversations where we haven't agreed with necessarily what the person's doing, but we're like, you're an adult and I trust you and I think you're a smart person. So like, if this is what you want to do, like, I'm here. Like,
yeah,
I'll ask you questions, make sure you're good, and then we move forward. Like,
exactly.
It's your own life. So I think that's part of being friends when you're adults and you have like harder topics come up, you know?
Yeah, it is tough when you grow up and you're just like, do I intervene? How much do I get involved? Mm-hmm. You also don't necessarily want to get all of that mess on you.
Yeah.
And this is just now. Like, imagine when you have kids and you have a family. And
yeah.
You're like, do I allow this mess to affect my entire family?
For sure.
It does get messy, but I do think the rule of the best friend is you're supposed to be there through thick and thin. And as long as you guys have that heart to heart, I think you'll be good. And I think she'll be good. And I think it'll be great. And if she messes up again, you'll be there to pick her up and support her. And
yep.
That's all you can do. It's her life.
Yeah.
She, in the end, it's her decision. And hopefully she makes good ones. But if she makes bad ones, you know, that's still her life and her decision to make.
And it's funny because, like, I think we both have had friends that have gotten married where we're like, not that we're not in support of the relationship, but we're like, I don't know if I see this going like crazy well. But you still go and you support your friend because that's the choices they make. I think for me to make that big of a stand, it would have to be like, I knew he was abusive and I'm like, I don't support.
Or if Sarah was like, currently cheating on Steve.
That's a different situation. Bachelorette party. She's like hooking up with multiple people and is
that's
like,
different.
I don't care. It's my life. I can do what I want. Then yes.
Yeah.
But I think with your scenario, it's like, hopefully it's in the past and you can trust that. But
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were going to the wedding, standing up and supporting her, and she was currently cheating on Steve, like that, oh.
Different story.
I have zero poker face. I'd be like, you don't want me standing up next to you. Everyone will be like, what's wrong with Ashley? Why is she looking at Steve that way?
Like, he's like mouthing. Like, I'm looking at him out, like, get out.
Oh, that would be tough.
Oh, woof, man. Rough stuff.
But thank you so much for writing in. I know you're not the only one who's gone through stuff like that or been in situations like that. And it's just, friendships are crazy. The stuff that you go through together. And you have to like hold your tongue sometimes. And then sometimes
you have to
speak your mind. And sometimes it's better to just not say anything and let them learn the hard way. And you have to like navigate that. And it gets different as you get older.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Friendship is crazy.
There's some of my friends where I literally have to like turn off my brain because they just live their life in a way that I could never.
Yeah.
And we'll get to a point and I'll always just be like, do you want my opinion or not? And if they're like, not really, I'm like, okay, be safe. Do you? But it's like, you have to realize like you're not their dad, their mom. Like you can't.
The only people that can talk like that to you are your parents.
Yeah.
You know, or.
Yeah.
It's
but
just, it's weird.
It's mind blowing. But we all have difference of opinions and different like standards. So you can't. It's hard to hold someone to your own.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. Have that heart to heart.
Woof. Yes. We would love an update if you have the conversation.
Oh, please do.
Would love.
A detailed.
Yeah. Or if something else has come out, we would love to know.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and end us with the dad joke.
Please do.
Okay. Why did the computer catch a cold?
Computer. He caught a virus?
No, something but that virus? Would be funny. Maybe I've said that because that kind of weirdly sounds familiar. But the answer is because it left a window open. But that is a very good answer, what you said, Ash.
Thank you so much. I think you did say something similar.
Something about
a
virus.
To the virus thing.
Yeah. We love a two-way joke.
Got a virus or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, if you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the mostest. Be sure to write in your stories for the chance of us reading your stories here on the podcast. Be sure to check out our Supercast where we have bonus content every single week for you guys, available on Thursdays. And give us a good rate and review, and we'll talk to you later.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.